When I first came to the desolate South End, my first priority was finding a job, sad to say. I tried some dead ends, then got a school bus driving gig, but my boss decided I was probably a long-haired, dope-smoking leftist radical who needed to find other means of employment. The writing, as they say, was on the wall. So I picked up a part-time furniture stripping job 35 miles north just in case the axe fell. I'd finished my morning bus driving shift, then head up north for my dose of ketones and other chemicals known to the state of California as killers. Trouble was, the repair shop didn't open till 10, so I would drop into the Freedom Cafe in downtown Mount Vernon and have coffee and breakfast, fritter some time, and maybe do a little writing while I waited. I still had visions then of becoming a poet or a novelist. Who knows? I had a notebook, I had a pen, I had time on my hands. You can write the great American novel over coffee and eggs and toast if you keep at it, and if the stripping solvent fumes don't scramble your brains first. My waitress, after a month or so, asked what was I writing. They evidently don't get a lot of would-be Kerouacs in for breakfast specials. Sight of Ramblin' Jack scribbling away over his omelet provoked some serious curiosity. When I told her, she seemed mildly impressed. After all, how many literary furniture strippers had she served? Well, after some light banter over the next few months, she finally asked me out. Maybe shoot some pool, drink some beer, see how the wind blew. I said, sure, be fun. But when I came up to find her a week or so later to make it official, this date of ours, she'd quit her job and taken another one at the farmhouse, the new cafe on the highway to Whidbey. So I drove up there, figuring, what's another 10 miles more? Of course, when I asked at the restaurant, they told me it was her day off. So I drove home, and I had some time to wonder what it was about her that was so attractive to me. On the long, lonesome drive back to my shack, it hit me. She reminded me of Karen, the woman I'd left back in the Midwest, and so I resolved to call her up after these intervening years, see if she was married with children, and if not, maybe ask if she would forgive this fool, see if she was footloose and fancy-free. See if this cruel universe offers a reprieve occasionally, deserved or not. And, just so you know, just to offer some glimpse of optimism in this otherwise bleak old world we live in, sometimes it does.